Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did they, you know, in the budget, did they start printing more money or, because I asked Leo.
Jen, I'm so sorry. Jen, it's not
Fuck
happened.
Off, did he not do it?
Jen, I'm so sorry.
They didn't something about it losing value or something, was it? A lot of bollocks. Hello and you're very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
I am Minister for Money, Carla.
Carla has a list in front of her.
I'm finance. Baby.
She's the finance department. If you don't already know, we're on Patreon. The link's down in the show notes, as always, for 6 of your euros. Should we be talking about this in the budget episode?
Well, yeah.
Now you have an extra 6 euros to sign up for our Patreon.
I can see where you can find the 6 euro. I'm on the fucking, I'm on the website here now, lads. I'm on gov.ie and I know what's going on.
You
How
know
dare
what's going
you?
On. So we're
going
to rate the budget.
We do this every year and people love it. I don't know why, because me and Jen are the worst people to ask. We'll be like, I think the tax cut off for that is 100,000. It's like 20 grand.
Literally have to ask our accountant for everything.
Everything.
What does this mean?
Like, hi,
me again.
I don't know what that form is.
Yeah.
I had a good long phone call with Revenue the other day, actually. And they were like, just ask someone who maybe, it's very easy. I'm going to send you a document. That's great.
Here's a link. Maybe you need a carer as well. Like, it's just
very bad. Very, very bad. So yes, we're going to whistle stop tour you guys through the budget and some of the good stuff and some of the bad stuff, and we're gonna rate it.
Yeah,
like
out of ten.
If you didn't see, I was actually featured in.
I saw that.
Every year. For the last 3-4 years, I think.
You're just a good old segment. You are.
Do you know what it is? I think it's like.
She still hasn't bought a gaff. Carla
hasn't bought a gaff. Yeah.
We'll check in with Carla. Has she bought a gaff yet? No, we're brand new.
And I think they still have me down as self-employed.
Right, okay.
You know?
Nice.
I was like, I ain't been self-employed since fucking 2019. So I think they're like, this is great. Someone who hasn't bought a calf yet is still self-employed.
Kind of are with the podcast, kind of. No?
No.
Nah, not really.
Nah.
Right, go on. Force one there. What happened in the
book? Right, we're getting.
What happened was.
We're getting 3 electricity credits of 150 euros each.
Okay. That's down on the last few.
That is down on the last few, Jen. Okay. But in other news, apparently we're getting a new, this is separate to the budget, we're getting a new Lecky company into the country.
Right.
Which will be good, because then that means competition, which generally lowers tariffs.
Can I be unpopular? Maybe.
Yeah, be unpopular. It's your podcast.
I have noticed my bill has gone way down anyway. So like that 150 3 times is like.
This was the summer.
No, but before, like even last year when everybody was kind of going, like getting upended with things, mine wasn't that bad.
I got a bill for 580 for this place.
Did you?
And I nearly fucking
the
floor.
Yeah, I got a
580 for a fucking apartmento.
Yeah, oh no, that's ridiculous,
That is insanity.
Yeah.
Come on, think
maybe
about
I
that.
I just need to pay more attention. It's done by direct debit, you know what I mean? And I tend to avoid that bank account because I'm like, bleh.
All it is bills misery.
Yeah, because we just put our money into it and then that looks after the bills.
No, it was like hit after hit. I think within that same month, we also got a letter being like, your rent's going up. And I was like, fucking perfect. Stop. Anything else?
Yeah,
anything?
Yeah.
Anybody else want to cruise on in there?
Yeah.
So, look. We'll see. I don't know what it's going to be like this year. I will agree, it has dramatically dropped since last winter, but then it's all lecky bills go up.
Yeah.
And that's where, and it's done on the 2 months, so I can never really, I don't really know what's going on.
They've actually declared since, as if they were like the fucking Dark Knight themselves, we're reducing our rates by, it's just like, why couldn't you do that before?
Yeah.
When we were all dying last, like, do you know,
when
like,
we were being bankrupted just, left, right, and centre.
You know, it's just like all of the electricity places have announced that they're reducing their rates by whatever, and it's just like so hopefully that stays in situ. And then the 150 three times, oh, like, it's down on the last time, but it's still better than nothing. I'm gonna give it a 5 out of 10.
Yeah
Do you know,
I'm screaming because I'm just after realizing I interpreted something as something completely different.
Oh, okay.
So £300 fuel allowance lump sum,
that's for recipients of social welfare.
No, this is for, apparently, for household fuel. I assumed it was for car fuel.
Oh.
And proceeded to go on a 15-minute rant about how I drive electric. And this isn't going to help. Like, they haven't incentivized anybody to drive electric. And I made the conscious decision to drive electric because of how expensive the... I'd say your mum was like...
What rant? To who? The journal?
To the journalist. I'd say he was like... Do you know what? I don't know how to stop her, so I'm just going to let her have it.
Was that included in the article, or did you
know? No, not, you in a shock to nobody listening to this right now. I mean, I was like, this is my problem. This is my issue. They are not incentivising at the moment. Dublin 15 is the most populated area in Ireland. There's only one fast charger. It's in the Blanchetown Centre. You cannot get near it. I chose go electric. Like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I'd say he was like...
Oh, I'm so...
Mortified.
Embarrassed for you.
Yeah, mortified. And imagine me just there live on this podcast twigging that. Imagine me. Imagine. He was like, I don't know when to stop her.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just let her have it.
Have you ever received petrol money? Like,
no, I thought it was a social welfare thing. So assumed that it was like, we're giving people
money for their cars.
Money for their cars.
That doesn't happen, Carla.
But it does on, you can claim mileage for, there is things that you, anyway, whatever. So you just said it at the fucking start. You said that. For people in social welfare.
Because I knew what fuel allowance meant.
Okay, right. Well, I didn't, so...
It's helped with your bills towards utility bills.
Okay, well, look. Right. I'm going to explain to everybody. Fuel allowance is a payment to help with the cost of heating your home during the winter months. Okay? So it's...
Yeah. Do you not read Maz on a rant? Like...
Not when they talk about the fucking budget. Not when they talk about the fucking budget.
This isn't got
my
to
brain
do with the budget.
Can only.
This is once a day, every day, darling.
That's what I mean. Not when it's to do with fucking money and social welfare. The minute I see them post, I'm like, scan on to your fella ripping you off again.
Right.
Girls.
Yeah. You want the tea,
I found
the
OnlyFans and Tinder and this, that, and the other open on his phone. Yeah. Do you think he's ripping me off? I also found Booking.com.
Oh, did you see that one?
I was like, girlfriend, you poor, poor thing.
I want to know how she's getting on.
Me too.
Oh, fucking hell.
Me too.
Poor thing. Jeez.
Imagine OnlyFans and then fucking
Android,
Tinder.
Android
and then
getting you caught.
I know. And then Booking.com.
I know.
After Tinder.
After, an hour
me.
Later.
Fuck an hour me. Later.
Jesus.
Oh my God. Anyway, apologies.
Yeah.
Fuel allowance. The correct kind of fuel allowance.
Now, I can't really rate that because I don't receive it and I don't know what that is on last year or previous years.
Well, let me tell you, because now I'm learning loads about it.
Cool.
The current rate of payment is €33 every week.
Mm.
So, I mean... Divvy that one up if you want.
Wait, and I have a task. I have to calculate.
Yeah.
So 33.
If you're okay, so if you're over
52. Oh fuck!
What?
Right.
What?
The current rate is 33 euros per week.
It says the current rate of payment is 33 every week from the 25th of September until the 5th of April 2024.
Oh, how many months is that?
Six.
How many weeks?
Six. Is that 6 months? Yeah, 6 months.
Six. Hang on. Multiplied by 4. It's 24 weeks. So 33 by 24.
Yeah.
And then what's the lump?
300 cost of living lump sum fuel allowance payment for those getting the fuel allowance to be paid in November 2023.
Oh, so it's extra on that.
Is it? I don't fucking know. Anyway, right. Whatever. Why are we spending so much time on this? Yeah, and I didn't even know what it was five minutes ago. And your maths is slow.
I'm gonna sit on the fence at this one.
I'm gonna say maybe.
Yeah, I'm gonna say five.
Maybe. Yeah, five. Straight down the middle. £200 living alone allowance lump sum. That's kind of sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But obviously, I have to think the budget is like to help the most vulnerable of our society as well. And like, I didn't know half these payments exist. So this I'm kind of backtracking on this idea here, writing the budget, because I don't know these things.
How to qualify. If you're 66 years or over and live alone, you'll qualify if you're getting one of the following payments. State pension, widows or widower's pension, incapacity supplement, deserted wife's benefit.
Okay.
Disability allowance in incapacity supplement, blind person.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, if you qualify, the rate of payment is €22 per week from the 7th of January 2022. So again, couldn't fucking tell you if that's up or down.
Yeah.
Not 100% sure. But that's something. Double month child benefit, something that I found a lot about on.
Yeah.
That's on the rant. Yeah. So what does that mean?
Double month.
So you get two slots, two payments.
Yeah.
And it's per child, is it?
Yeah. The usual rate that you get, it's double. So, like, for Bobby,
That's good, no?
No, it is, yeah. Because we wouldn't have gotten that before the cost of living crisis.
Lovely.
So that's, I'm going to give that a 9.
That's very good.
I'm going to give it a 9. It doesn't solve all of our issues, but it's still better than nothing, so.
Well, we're still on the children.
And everybody gets it as well, which is...
Oh, that's nice.
Nice.
Yeah, it's not one of those kind of things. Yeah. €400 working family payment lump sum.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so what is the working family payment? It's a weekly tax-free payment available to employees with children. It gives extra financial support to families with children with rates depending on incomes and family size.
Yeah, I think you have to earn under a certain amount and it's not, they don't allow you a lot. So it's to kind of subsidise... I think it's one parent can work or two parents can work like limited hours.
You have to be...
And then it subsidises.
You have to work 38 or more hours between two people. Yeah.
And then it's to help you, like, obviously, fucking... Because that's not going to cover your costs.
Yeah.
So it's to help you with that. So that's an extra one on top of that. Yeah. Like, I do like that it is being addressed, but I still feel like... The way that the cost of living, like none of these payments are going to cover fuck all.
Because I'm just looking in here. So the working family payment for one child, the family income limit is $591, which is like $2,400 a month.
Yeah. Like it's between two adults. If you think about rent or mortgage or like whatever the fuck else, like it's still covering fuck all, but they're kind of... After putting us into a position where it's just like, well, it's better than nothing, kind of thing.
Okay.
You know?
Hate it.
Hate that.
Well, sorry, I hate the way that it's set up. Like, it's just, it's tough. I don't know how the fuck. Because it's so expensive. A child career, like, it's just like, you're just in this constant riddle. It's like, do you want to have a child? You better be fucking minted.
Yeah.
And then if you're not minted, you better have like your family support around you.
I know.
And you better be able to, it's just like, and then even trying to get into a creche. Anyway, I don't have kids and it stresses me out.
I know, it is. It's a lot, but I don't mean to have this like toxic kind of spin on it. But we are still a lot better off than other countries.
I know.
Do you know?
I know. No, I know. And that's the thing. It's like, you're never going to be happy with...
No,
I think
it's just because of how fucking expensive it is here. Like the housing, like it's just childcare is worldwide fucking problem.
Yeah, I know. Well,
housing has kind of gone the same now.
Look at Sweden.
What?
They know what's up.
What's happening with Sweden?
With Sweden, they've like really good paid parental leave. They have reduced working hours for parents as well. They have like everybody is. If you have a child, you are like you have to pay for childcare, but you will get it. Do you know that kind of way?
Okay.
And it's like, and you're like supplemented it and all that other kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But also they like work, like one of the biggest things is being able to like work your working day around it, like 6 hour days and stuff like that. Being able to drop your kid and collect it from school. Like
just
a nicer way. Again, I don't know it lyrically, but I've.
Yeah.
I've been around. One of my friends lives in Sweden, and he always tells me about it. He's like, I don't mind paying so much taxes because my public transport works. I don't mind.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't mind doing any of this shit because it actually works. And I was like, do you know what?
Fair.
Yeah.
Especially when the systems are more balanced and they make sense, then I think it's kind of...
Yeah, people are gonna... They're a little bit more open. Double week for all long-term weekly welfare schemes.
Okay.
So you'll get a double week.
That kind of always happens around Christmas.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But this is January 2024, so maybe...
Maybe it's the second one.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Nice. 400 euro lump sum to selected welfare categories. I'll go into those now.
Okay.
And then double payment of foster care allowance, which is obviously great.
Okay.
Some other like beneficial stuff that good for you. They've increased the cutoff point for all earners for income tax.
I was curious about this.
So it's gone up to 42,000.
Okay.
I think last year it went up to 40,000 and previous to that, it was 37.5 for a very long time. That was it. That was cut off.
Yeah.
It was like for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. So it's 20% plus your USC and all your bits and bobs until 42. And then after 42, I think it rounds up at around 800 quid a year.
Right.
Okay. Not bad. Like 70, maybe 70 something a month.
They still need to, the whole tax ban system needs to...
I've said this a million times. Like, I said this as well. I was like, why am I... Mm. Paying the same amount to somebody on 500 grand a year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why?
It's crazy.
Why am I paying the same amount?
I know, it's crazy.
Like, where is the, you know?
I had this argument with my ma the other day because she was saying...
love it when you fight with her. Fab.
Love it. She was talking about the USC being... Well, I know that's going to be another point on your list. But she was basically... I was like, what's going on with the tax bans? And she couldn't really tell me. And I was like, oh, of course you can't. And then...
Of course can't, Minister. No, she
loves a fucking rant, but can't give you the facts, like, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The fucker hasn't worked since I was 2, do you know what I mean? And like, piss off, Sheila. She just loves giving out on everybody else's behalf. But, like, she does, she obviously, like, she pays attention to a lot of this stuff, but I was just like, it was such a boomer's kind of reaction to... See, so basically it was like the reduction of the USC, and she was like, and like, it's great for somebody who's earning like 100 grand because it'll benefit them for like 280 a week, but then for people who are earning like 25 grand, they'll only get like €8 every month, or you know, something like that.
Yeah,
and I was
yeah.
just like, yeah, but Sheila, they don't pay as much USC as the 100 grand earner. Like, I hate this fucking attitude towards people who earn a lot of money where it's like, well, why? Like, why are they getting so... Because they have paid it. They, like, if... Put yourself in the position, right? Say you're stuck in a job where you're getting paid, like, 25 grand a year. And then you get an opportunity to move into a... one of the things, actually, I'll use as an example. So, there's the pay grades within the HSE.
Yeah.
Right? A grade 3... will earn up to a certain amount. I think they kind of stay on a certain salary, but they'll always be under the 20% tax band.
Yeah.
Which is why people like to stay
on grade 3. Yeah, fair.
They like to stay.
Fair.
And then somebody who, like, say, works their way up, gets a grade 4.
Yeah.
Okay, you're kind of moving into that territory. Grade 5, you're pushing it. Grade 6, you're getting there. You're moving your fucking way up. You're coming out with less than a grade 3.
Yeah.
After your tax.
Yeah.
So you're trying to get ahead and you fucking can't.
Yeah.
And it pisses me the fuck off. And it's why tax bans need to be looked at and means tested and individualised based on the person. Like, it's just, why is there no 30%? Why is there no 21%, 22%, 23% tax bans? Like, it's just...
Yeah.
It's fucking like, bonkers, like.
Yeah, I never really understood why there wasn't a 30 either.
Yeah.
Like, and I understand it's like... Obviously, somebody who earns 150,000 a year, let's just say, has done a lot of work. Well, most of them have done a lot of work to get there.
That's a side issue. Blah, 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 blah,
all that other kind of shite.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not that. It's like, my issue is me and you, for example, who have secondary income.
Oh,
and are getting taxed the bollocks out of it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, lads, you don't worry about me. Like,
yeah, it's the bankers.
You really don't need to worry about me.
We're paying our fucking taxes.
And we're paying, and that's what, and I think that's what pisses me off more, because I'm like, nobody wants a set, like, this is something that also is like very warped, and I think it's a very American kind of way of thinking. Nobody wants a second job.
Yeah.
Everybody wants more free time, less work. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like
the only probably person that's different to that is my dad, who is addicted to working. It's like his favorite thing ever. But like, even so, I'm like, I think that's just more like old school way of thinking, where it's like, I'm busy.
Yeah.
Can't stay in still.
But
you know?
I do think the people that have second jobs, say like for us, for instance, we start this and make a little bit of money off it. Yeah. It's nothing fucking crazy, especially not after tax. But with the whole premise of somebody doing that, first starts out as a passion project, and then as you see money starting. It'd be nice to do a full time, but it doesn't always work out that way. It's not that we want like more work. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's fucking mad. And then half the time it's not even worth it.
And this is what I think people forget about. I think this is what a lot of people get wrong with like influencers online, and why so many of them quit their jobs to do a full time. Because
we kept our day jobs and did it, and it's not worth it.
And it's not worth it. It's absolutely not worth it. It's like,
I know, you have to.
It's still work, lads.
Exactly.
Do you think I want to get up at the fucking crack of dawn, make sure that my tan is a certain way, do X, Y, and Z, and fucking have to, do you know what I mean? Sit there and record and re-record and edit, and then sit down, re-edit the audio, do X, Y, and Z. That's still time. Like, that's still work. It might not, like, again, skill set wise, decide yourselves what the skill set is and how you feel like that should be paid. But anyway, moving on from that, that is work. It's still a job. Like, it's still another task on the list of fucking annoying tasks that I think everybody has to do. But back to the main issue, I'm like, I don't genuinely, like, if it's a second income, there's a lot of reasons why people take on a second income, and it's generally because their first income does not cut it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not a nice place for anyone to be.
No. No, it's not.
And a lot of the time it's like under the table.
Yeah,
and not regulated because of the tax system. It's like we're in a fucking echo chamber.
Yes. No, exactly. No, it doesn't be worth it. Like, my point is, you cannot get ahead in this country. And I hate the attitude of somebody begrudging somebody who earns 80 grand for benefiting off a reduction in something like the USA.
Yeah. Yeah, I get you. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody's doing it, but they have paid so much more money for so much longer.
Yeah. And I do, I also want to preface this with saying that I acknowledge my own privilege.
Yeah.
Jen acknowledges her privilege. Mm-hmm. We are very lucky.
To have two jobs.
To be able to have a secondary income and all that other kind of stuff. It is just very frustrating when I'm kind of sitting there going, like,
yeah,
this is for so
still
much work.
Struggling. Yeah.
For so much work, this is what I'm left with.
Yeah.
You know?
You still struggle, like, that's the thing. And it's not as if we lived the life of fucking luxury. Like, we don't.
And it's funny because me and I was looking at something earlier. I think Tom saw an article and started us having this conversation where they were talking about people, lottery winners, where it's like your percentage of I think it's in the 70s. I think it might be 70% of people who win the lottery go bankrupt.
Do they?
Isn't that fucking mad? And then also your chances of suicide go massively up because of all the new pressures. And a lot of that relates to how society kind of sees you as somebody as an earner. And it's like you can't handle it.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, now America's very different as well, where it's like you can, there was some bloke who won
The billion
and has gone rasher with it.
Has he? Already? Yeah.
He bought a 50 million gaff in Bel Air, a 40 million gaff in Malibu.
Fuck.
And then bought another gaff somewhere else in New York, like a penthouse fucking apartment or something.
Yeah.
And she's like a financial person.
Yeah.
And she was going through it and she was like, please remember that like your cost to run a house like that is around 5 million a year. Jesus. So you've got it. Sorry, it wasn't even Malibu. It was like Bel Air and the hills. Like an hour maybe driving LA traffic away from each other. And she was like, think about that. So now you've got 10 million outgoings a year for these two massive gaffes.
Yeah.
Plus the gaff in New York. She was like, that's not sustainable. Like, think about this. You're after blowing through like 150 million. Plus all the expenses to keep them going. You only got like, you've got a lot left, but if this is how you're spending, and this is in the first month, I think, of him having the money, she was like, just whoa, I really hope that you, she was like, I really hope you've put your money into like investments, and I hope that you've done X, and I hope that you've done Y.
You're earning it back, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because obviously, did he win two?
It was 1.7 billion.
Yeah. So he got half of that.
Oh, he got half of it.
Yeah. You get over there, you get thing tax, winner's tax.
I thought you can opt in for the tax to get it in a lump sum, or you can get like a dividend every year.
Well, that's the thing. He asked for everything at once.
Okay.
So if you ask for your full thing at once, you have to pay the tax at once.
Yeah. So why did
so you can do a yearly. Yeah. You get it paid out like a salary yearly, and I think a lot of people choose to do that because it kind of woes the pony a little
bit.
Yeah,
definitely.
And then you can kind of decide the term and all that other stuff, or you can just do flat out like.
Yeah.
One lump sum. But then if you do the lump sum, I think you have to pay the tax in the lump sum as well. So I think you can only do.
Yeah, but I was thinking when he, cause I think my dad actually said the same thing. You know, he got it all at once, but I was like, he'd still be a billionaire after paying the tax on that.
Exactly, but how quickly are you going to blow through? If you've, so he won one point, let's just say he won just 900 million. He spent 150 million of that within the first month. Does that really sign? Does that make you feel like?
Unless if he's renting the gaffs out, like why are you buying this?
Why are you buying one gaff, massive gaff there and another massive? That's like me buying a gaff in like Castle Knock and then one in Blanche and being like, yeah, two huge gaffs. For what?
I know.
Like, they're down the road.
Yeah.
Very strange.
It is strange, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's a little bonkers. But yeah. People lose the run of themselves when they do get a lot of money.
Do you see what some people just say? You know when they did the interviews before? I remember seeing somebody getting interviewed. I think it was in a Bookies or something. Like, what would you do if you won? He was like, cocaine and hookers, man. Like, it's just, this is the mentality. This is the risk that you take when normal people get that much money all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. And then you see so many people do articles being like, it didn't help. Jesus, you'd be here all day. There's always seems to be a sob story, but I do understand because the psychology, imagine just all those like ropes that have tied you down and all those like societal pressures that have tied you down. All of a sudden you just have access to pretty much anything and then because you're wealthy enough.
And then you figure out you're still not like,
you're I'm still not happy. Say, yeah.
You're still not happy. Like there's deep rooted shit going on there now. Like, does money help? Absolutely. Would I say no to a lot of win? Absolutely fucking not.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's the dream. Like,
but I think the first thing
about it would make your life a lot fucking easier.
Yeah, like I think your answer to this changes so much over time. But like, the first thing that I would do, like the number one thing I would do, is get a financial advisor. And then the second thing I would do is get a fucking excellent therapist.
Yeah.
And those would be the first two spends. I'd be like, right,
figure out what you really want in life.
But not even that, just figure out what the fuck is going on. Like, I'm after going from living a certain way to a completely different other way. And that, and it wasn't a slow, it wasn't like
transition either,
Oh, do you know what I mean? Like, when you were younger, do you remember you'd be like, all I need, oh my God, imagine I was getting 10 grand a year. Do you remember when you were a kid? I'd be buying so many Beanie Babies, man. I'd be fucking sick.
I was having sleepover before, right? When I was a kid, I still remember this night because I couldn't sleep. And I was like, when I'm an adult and I can buy my own stuff, I'm going to get all of the variations of a Happy Meal. So I'm going to get a Happy Meal with chicken nuggets and Coke. And I'm going to get a Happy Meal with a hamburger and a strawberry milkshake. And then I'm going to get a hamburger Happy Meal with Coke. And the chicken nugget one with milkshake. Whoa. As if it made a difference. As if this made a difference. And then I'm going to get a hamburger that has a gherkin. And another hamburger that doesn't have a gherkin. And
dream.
I'm going to get McFlurry.
Dream big.
Oh, stop. Like,
dream big.
The list that I had. Oh, stop. And this was like what I wanted as a kid.
No, the mad.
So funny. Like,
this is, I mean, the absolute mad shite that we told ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's, again, I was like, I have so much money.
Yeah, I know.
I'd have an insane amount of money.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I know. And then when you hear little kids about like what their favourite thing is and all that, and you're kind of just like, why can't my life be that fulfilled off something so shit?
Yeah. But I even remember I was working in, when I worked in Lush, this was around 2011. I worked 30 hours a week and I think I got paid 800 and something. And I remember being like, monthly. And I remember looking at me going,
good.
No. Monthly. And I remember being like, what am I going to do with all that?
Yeah.
No, I was living at home, fuck all expenses, blah, 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 whatever, drinking fucking five nights of the week, you know, usual shite. Mm. I remember just being like, what am I going to do with all this money? I know. So much money here.
I'm like,
what am I going to do with it?
I remember we were in a car crash when I was 5, right?
Mm.
And I remember going to the therapist and stuff like that. Apparently it caused like bedwetting and stuff like that. I don't remember much about it. I just know that there was a settlement. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it was when I turned 18, and I think the figure was like 13 grand. 13.
Yeah.
Fuck all, like.
Yeah, and you were like, really, oh my, like, God.
Oh my, could not wait for my 18th birthday. My 18th birthday rolled around. I got in touch with that solicitor. And the solicitor was even like, oh, Jesus, it's your birthday today. Like, as if to say, like, here you go.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, yeah, well, you know, been waiting on this for, and I fucking blew through it. My kitchen fucking renovation is costing more than that now, and I'm just like trying to scrape it together. I'm like, scrambling. What the actual fuck? Like,
it's that mad. Was
the biggest amount of money ever to me. And I waited years for it. I knew about it for years.
Years, and you were like cashing in, making plans with this quid. Yeah. Like, well. What am I going to do?
Crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, there are some funny stories from our pasts.
Shall we get back to the budget?
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So some other, there's a couple of 100 euro increases, like 100 euro increase in personal tax credit, 100 euro increase in PAYE tax credit, 100 euro increase in earned income credit, 100 euro increase in home carer tax credit, single person child credit, carer credit, a reduction in the middle rate of USC from 4.5 to 4.0, an increase of 2,840 in the threshold at which the middle rate of USC is paid. So from 22,920 to 25,760. An increase in the rent tax credit from 500 to 750.
Okay.
Right? But there has also been a reduction in tax for landlords. See that?
Okay.
Yeah. 75 cent increase in... a pack of 20 fags. So now it's 16.75 for a pack of 20.
It's anybody who I know who smokes barely buys a pack of 20 anymore. It's all like 30 and 40 now.
Can you buy 30 and 40s?
Just like, yeah.
What?
Boxes of 35 floating around you.
What, boxes of 35?
Yeah.
Who does 35?
35, there is boxes. That's, they've gone up because I remember when... Don't know if you know this, guys, but I'm working great. But there was a lot of Dutch patrons that used to come into like the bars and stuff, and they used to have like 50 boxes.
What?
From the Netherlands. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like,
let me just whip out my 50 pack of fags.
Yeah, Benson and Hedges pack of 50.
50 pack. Where do you put that? You'd need its own satchel.
Fucking, yeah, I know. They're fucking huge.
You need a tote bag to bring them fucking yokes,
like,
around.
What 10 John Player Blue was to us, I think, is 20. Is a 20 box to a smoker nowadays. Do you know what I mean?
Bonkers.
Like, look, you'd look at a 20 box and go, that's tiny.
No way.
Do you know what I mean?
Have they, like, made them skinny and sexy?
They're, no, I don't think so. They're just big, bulky boxes.
Like, big 50. How would you, honestly, you wouldn't need a tote. You wouldn't need your own fag tote. Good for you. Free school book scheme for junior cycle students at post-primary level. Which is good. 1,000 new Gardaí and 250 Garda staff.
How?
What do you mean?
The Gardaí.
Yeah.
It literally came out today that they were raising the age.
Are they?
Oh my God. What? You've not heard this.
No. What? There's an age limit.
You had to be, it was like the president's. You couldn't join the guards.
Yeah.
Hang on.
I know you can't join the guards at 18.
Oh, sorry.
I think,
maybe I misinterpreted this. Hold on a sec. Did I misinterpret this? Because, no, I have it up on my thing. Gardaí, oh sorry. Because this came up this morning, and I actually, oh, it's in my photos, because I had to screenshot it. It was like, am I, have I just not cleared my fucking eyes yet? Age limit to join Gardaí to be raised. Sorry. I thought it was like, you couldn't be a guard until you were 50.
What?
So, this is the headline. Age limit to join Gardaí to, let me start that again. Age limit to join Gardaí to be raised from 35 to 50. With fitness level a test, like, to be adapted.
Oh, you can join the guards at any point up until you're 50.
Right, I thought it was the opposite.
This is your fuel allowance moment.
Yeah. Sorry, I take it back. You're not stupid anymore. I cannot. Because here I was like, how are they getting rid of young people? Do they just not want millennials? Like, what the fuck? Why do they only want 50-year-old outfielders in the guards?
Can you join the guards at 18 though?
I know you can, but there's kind of a lot around, like,
you have to do
the appearance of them now though.
What do you mean?
Like tattoos and stuff.
What about it? You're allowed?
You should be. Well, they abolished
good
it, the whole law. No, they abolished being allowed visible tattoos because they couldn't like decipher between like a Teletubby and a Grim Reaper. They couldn't like discriminate against somebody who had a visible Grim Reaper on their neck to like a love heart with mom around it on a ribbon. Do you know what I mean? So they just abolished visible tattoos altogether.
Oh.
So, and then like, I'm fucking screaming out the fact that I thought you had to be 50 to join the guards. I was like, where's the sense in that? Where is the fucking sense? Have you ever seen a 50-year-old guard?
See, I've never seen an 18-year-old guard. That's what I mean. Obviously you need to go down, you need to do your training and all that other kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I just assumed, I thought that there was an age. I thought you had to do...
No, Templemore is quite... Yeah, because I was thinking a few students I went to school with were guards. I was like, what the fuck? What, you don't have to be 25. So yeah, I saw this first thing in the fucking morning this morning. And
that's very funny.
Anyway, that's grand. Because I was like, we are in deep shit. We are in deep shit.
Jen was like, I don't understand it myself. I don't understand it. I don't agree with it.
Oh, fucking hell.
And this is why people like us doing this fucking podcast every year. It's like these two fucking idiots bumbling their way through the budget and making up the rules as they go along.
Absolutely.
Putting it out to the public.
We're dead right.
Dead right. 400 additional military personnel. 67 million to provide 1,600 craft apprenticeship programs. What? Military, you love the army. You fucking love it.
Military?
Yeah.
Do we have an army?
We do. The barracks are right there.
Does anybody ever go to them?
I fucking see them. They're in there all the time.
What did we used to call that... The free uniform. What was
what?
There used to be a three-letter abbreviation to the name of the army that people used to join. And it was like, it stood for something, but we called it like the Free Uniform Association, or it was something like that. Because like, we're neutral. It's like, why do we need a military? Now, some of them get deployed over to Lebanon and, you know.
I think overseas. You have to. Do you not have to do a 6-month stint? I think everybody does.
In the military? In Ireland?
Everyone in the Irish Army has to go overseas for 6 months. Everyone that I know that's been in the Army has to go overseas for 6 months.
You know the way that in countries like...
Well, oh, like Israel, that you have to do
your
service.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I know.
Move on. I'm salty.
I know. You're dwindling. You've peaked too high with my...
Yeah, excuse me. How many new military? 400?
400. That's not a lot. And it's military personnel, so I don't know. That could be.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure.
Whatever.
I'm not 1,000% sure. 67 million to provide 1,600 craft apprenticeship programs. We love to see it.
We do like to see that. I don't see any apprentices anymore.
I know. Do you remember? Was it rampant when I was
leaving school?
Leaving school, yeah, it was. Yeah. Everyone was doing an apprenticeship.
Mm-hmm.
Mad. 20% fare reduction on public transport. Yes, we love to see it.
Yeah.
Do you remember the bus got so expensive and now it's so cheap? I'm like, the bus is pretty much free.
The Lewis is free
and the bus is pretty much free. This is where these things fucking crack me up. 6,400 affordable homes for a sale and rent. Could you point me in the direction of these? I would love to see it right now. I think there's 70 houses or something on Daft.
6,400
affordable homes for sale and rent.
Affordable homes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How are they...
Yeah.
How are they providing it?
Jen.
How?
This is my big thing as well. I was like, I love...
Where's these gaffes? Detailia. I want to see your... Show me yours.
Show me the affordable home.
Because there was something, I saw somebody arguing with Michal, and he was saying, they were saying, it's actually, like, you're saying this shit about the houses, but it doesn't actually happen. And then he was like, oh no, well, it's actually going to be 11,000, but at the moment it's 9,000. So where's the 6,000 coming from?
This is a different thing. 6,000 new households supported through social housing current expenditure programme. 207 million to bring back vacant and derelict units through the Voids programme. Oh, I'll fucking believe it when I see it. 12 euro increase in weekly social welfare rate. 12 euro increase in weekly payments for pensioners. 54 euro per week increase in working family payment threshold. 4 euro increase in weekly rate for a qualified child, up to 2,000 additional staff to enhance capacity across acute and social care services, 1 million per day invested in cycling and walking infrastructure. Again, I'll fucking believe it when I see it. 1 billion for the development and protection and renewal of road network. Believe it when I see it.
Why the fuck am I paying road tax then?
Why am I paying the toll? Fuck road tax. Yeah. I forget, like, whatever. Everyone has to do it. That's fine. Them fucking tolls.
Yeah.
It's on site. This is... It's on fucking site.
There's so fucking much going on. We forgot to be rating this.
I know.
Giving an overall rating at the end.
Yeah. 348 million to connect a further 100,000 homes to fibre broadband. Fine. Okay. National childcare scheme.
How much? 300 what?
348 million.
Jesus fucking Christ.
To get the Wi-Fi going.
To get the internet going. The 5G.
Tim Boyle had to say.
I'm putting that blind down. I'm still listening to you. I'm getting blinded here.
That's fine. National Child Care Scheme hourly subsidy increased from €1.40 to €2.14.
That's not bad, I will say.
Is it? Oh, I don't know what that is. So.
Because we all. If there is, everybody's entitled to that.
Us mothers.
Everybody's entitled to it. You can get it means tested, you're right, or you can go for a universal one. But basically anybody in who can fucking manage to get a place in the first place, it's like a subsidy for childcare. So like for every hour that I pay for Bobby in the creche, they'll give me like the 140. So that's gone up to 214 now, which is good.
That's good.
But it's still not... Like, did they not say it's a 25% reduction in childcare costs? Or are they just throwing money at the problem again? What way did they word it, Carla? I want to see the detailia.
Okay, well, you go on gov.ie and get the detailia, okay?
For fuck's sake.
I'm just...
And I don't even know if
I'm just still reeling over the tolls.
I actually don't know if people who earn over a certain amount get that subsidy either. So don't quote me on that.
Right.
I just know.
Do you want me to click in? You seem very hyped up.
No, it's grand. No, I'm trying to get...
Oh, loads of photos of kids. Literally click in instead of actually giving me detailia. It's just giving me photos of children.
Kids.
That's great, isn't
it? Look at them. Look at the kids.
I won't. I won't. Thank you.
No, that's what they're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Stop inquiring. Just look at the kids.
Children.
They're so cute.
They're lovely, aren't they? Additional 50 million for school transport scheme.
Okay.
Like, fine.
I don't know what that is.
I don't, but I'm sure it's
school buses and
school buses and all that other kind of stuff. But I'm like, it's just fucking... Oh, do I even get into it? No. Okay. Over 1,200 SNAs and 744 special education teachers.
But is the wage is going to be fair?
I know.
This is the thing.
Yeah. And then extension of child benefit to 18 years old in full-time education.
Okay.
I think it was 17 previously.
I thought it was 16, but anyway.
Was it 16? Okay. I thought they upped it to 17 now. They're like, fine, 18.
Yeah, no, that's good. Because, I mean, barely any, like, person that young finishes school before the age of 18 anyway.
Yeah. And then they're not putting any more tax onto bevvies.
And she's very good.
The beverage, you know.
Fucking earn enough tax off the beverages.
No, it's scandalous. Like,
we're the most expensive country in Europe for like cigarettes and alcohol. And you'd wonder how other countries are fucking coping. Do you know what I mean?
I know, right?
How's their infrastructure staying afloat?
I know.
The fact that they're not putting a €9 charge on 20 cigarettes, like, fucking madness. Anyway, what do you give the budget?
Like,
an overall out of 10?
6.
I'm going middle of the road again, 5.
You're going 5.
It's not good enough, but...
Sorry, these are things that, like, I'm still... Okay, so, like, what supports are there for going green? A number of measures.
Is that what it says?
Literally. That include the extension of the accelerated capital allowance scheme for energy efficient equipment for another 2 years. VRT relief on battery electric vehicles is also extended for a further 2 years. And the VAT rate for supply and installation of solar panels in school is to be reduced to 0 from the 1st of January. Households who generate electricity in their own homes and sell the excess back to the national grid will see an increase from 200 to 400. And then the budget 2024 also announced that a 14 billion will be put aside in infrastructure, climate and nature fund to support, among other initiatives, climate and nature related projects. I cannot begin to express how de-incentivized everybody is to drive an electric vehicle.
Yeah.
There is, I'm sitting here as somebody who drives one. Mm. It is hell on earth trying to fucking drive my car.
Yeah.
Hell on fucking earth.
No, I'd say so.
It is honestly so difficult. The only reason I get away with it is because there is a charger at work and I can leave it in my dad's gaff overnight.
Yeah.
But even so, I have to drop it off, walk on, like, it just incurs so much time.
Yeah.
Because there is not enough fucking chargers. And even the chargers nowadays are fucking expensive.
Yeah, I know, it is, it's fucking stupid. That Eamon Ryan fella, fuck off, like.
No, I'm just...
The chap do our bleeding head in. I'd love to see his gaff.
I don't know. I actually would love to see his gaff.
I'd actually love to see how he lives.
I'd love if they did like a cribs of all the...
Yes! Yeah,
I know. Who would have the Ferrari bed?
I'll ask. I'd say Leo does.
Nah,
Mijo.
Yeah.
I know. Do you know what? I say to share it between them and whoever's T-shot gets the Ferrari bed. So Leo probably has it.
Yeah.
He has it back.
That's very true.
You know?
That's exactly what happens. That's exactly what happens. Yeah. Thank you, Jen. That is 100%.
But it's an electric Ferrari. And it's plugged into the wall. And that's the nightlight.
Love it. Love it.
Oh, stop it.
No, I fucking love it.
Oh, it infuriates me every year. They're so fucking... The old politicians, they're all disconnected. They're, you know, I'd love to do... Remember Wife Swap years ago?
Imagine them coming in here.
Called Life Swap.
They'd be like, what is this?
You swap your life with a politician.
Yeah. Imagine them coming in here.
Yeah.
They would never fucking breathe.
No. They'd be like, what the fuck is that?
They'd be like, why have you put more effort into your bar than you have your fucking fridge? And I'd be like, well...
Ain't they tell you?
Price of fucking food for astronomical.
That drink keeps me fed, watered and warm. So
it's actually a 3-in-1 over there.
It's covering all bases. It's
actually doing a lot for me.
Case of emergency.
I won't have a bad word said about it.
Exactly. Before we go, I have an unpopular opinion. Okay. Please disclose. This is obviously aside from people who want to go down the road of not giving their child a gender, as is happening these days, that just want to be just like, they'll decide when they're older, which is, I feel, very rare. But anyway, you know when you, like, I'll give you an example, right? If you say, oh, the baby's here, and that picture of that baby is in white, and it's a gender neutral name.
Yeah.
Just know the sub WhatsApp group, the one with the cool people in it, is fucking talking about you. Because we're wondering what the fuck Rudy is. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, the baby's here in white. Name is Rudy.
But why do you need to know its gender?
Because it's my fucking cousin. I want to know if it's a boy or a girl. That's why it's unpopular, Carla. I just fucking want to know. Okay. I'm being nosy.
Oh, okay.
I just want to fucking know. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Because it's like, oh, now I have to be awkward and say, is Rudy a boy or a girl?
You don't have to. You could just not ask.
But I fucking want to know.
Why?
Because I just do.
It doesn't affect you.
I fucking want to know. And that's why it's an unpopular opinion. I'm just like... And then if I've seen gender reveals now where the fucking stuff comes out green. And there's no explanation for it. And I'm like, why? Why are you doing this? Why? I don't get it. And it, like, do you know what I mean?
No.
You don't get it at all.
I'm just like, fair. It doesn't affect me.
You don't give
Nothing
a fuck.
About those choices affect me in my life.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
There's enough hardship out there. I'm like, it's just another thing. It's just like, respect people's wishes when they don't hurt other people.
No, that's it. And I see where you're coming from. It's absolutely fair enough. But I'm just like, we're going to have to have this conversation down
Why?
The road.
What do you need to know?
I don't know what it is about me. I'm just like, I need to know what it is. And it's just, do you know what it is? It's fucking just old school.
Nosiness.
Yeah, ingrained into me. Yeah. Like having to give something a fucking label. And it is. And I know that's a problem.
Yeah, but when you get that, when you know, this is the issue. When you do know the baby's gender, you will make an unconscious.
Sleep that night. No. I would sleep that night.
But you will make an unconscious judgment on it no matter what.
How will I?
Through it, they've done many, many tests into this.
Have they?
Yeah. This is what I mean. It's like, that's why I'm like, just respect that person's wishes and that baby's wishes, because the baby doesn't know. But as in, there will be like, why do you need to know if it's a boy or a girl?
Yeah.
Because it'll make you feel a certain way, and through that, you'll make different judgments. Do you get me? Now, I'm not saying that it's right or wrong. Yeah, I'm just saying I understand the science behind it.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know if I make it subconscious.
Unconscious.
Oh, sorry, unconscious.
That's why it's judgment unconscious. On it. That's why it's unconscious. Why do you need to know the gender otherwise?
Just do.
It's scratching an itch in your brain that you didn't realise was there.
I know, but the other itch in my brain is just like, I need to fucking know. Because also, like, the text will be like, baby was born 3 days ago. I'm like, you've sat on this for 3 fucking days.
Oh, so that's what you're...
you've had your little baby moon, your time to yourself, and nobody probing you. And you still come out with this bullshit. Like, fucking tell us what it is. I cannot. That's why it's an unpopular opinion. I just don't know why. I'm just like, fucking tell me. Especially when they're not people like that. Like, when they're not like, oh, we're deciding to exclusively not give the baby a label. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're not those people.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? They're not like that.
So you'll find out the gender eventually.
They're just, yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay.
That's why I'm like, why are you fucking, why are we still going through this? Like, okay. If you turned around to me and said, we're not giving the baby a label, I'm fine with that. I'm good with that. At least I know. But you're not, that's not the type of person that you are. You're just telling me this baby in a white fucking gown is like. Is baby. And I'm just like, is baby a girl? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And thankfully I didn't have to ask the fucking question, but I was kind of like, here, you ask.
Get Sheila on it. She'll ask. She won't give a shit.
Oh, fuck. Right, it's out my system now. Have you got a stomper?
I do.
Carla's stomper of the week.
So Troye Sivan has just today released his album, and I've never been more excited for an album since Tinashe's 2014 Aquarius. Honestly, this man is changing pop.
Okay.
You've heard it here first. Anyway, he's just released his third single from it. Which is an absolute banger. But his second single, I feel like, hasn't got enough love.
Okay.
Because it has sampled this iconic, memeable riff, shall we say.
Fine.
And I think you'll know it well.
Right.
From the cat meme.
Yes.
How can you not love that? Anyway, I'm not allowed to play anymore because we keep getting copyrighted. That was just enough. But how can you not love that?
Because we got banned last week.
We got banned last week. I know, I've been watching it and everything. It's like, fuck's sake. But yeah.
The email came through.
I was like, oh, it's banned in Russia again. Fucking hell. Thanks.
You have been banned in Belarus.
I'm like, who's checking this?
I know, yeah. I know, it must be AI. By the way, actually, I have some feedback for you. Do you remember you told me to listen to AI DJ on Spotify?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Hey, yo, Jennifer, what's up?
First of all, he doesn't say my name ever.
What?
Secondly, he picks up on the Spotify playlist that Bobby does have rocking.
It's obviously.
Like, hey, yo, so I see you got some Diana Aroma on this list, and it's like fucking Pia, 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 no, Pia. And I'm just like, no, 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 no. So I tried to skip to try and get him on my vibe to make him realise. No, that's me kids. That's not the music that I listen to. He still hasn't copped on. I gave up on him.
That's kind of not his fault. It's kind of your son's.
He's AI.
What's he got? Hey, yo, Jen, is this Jen? Like, he's not talking to you, pal. He's talking off your preferences and your list. And look, Bobby's been flat out at it. Good for him. Good for him is what I say.
I did try to condition him. Like, I spent a whole afternoon, like, skipping it. He's like, you're not into it, you skip it. And I skipped it, trying to get him on. And then listening to things that were appropriate, still didn't cop on.
You were like, get me on the phone.
Exactly.
Get me on the phone with this guy. I gotta figure it out.
Thanks a million for listening. Fucking hell, it was all over the place, but I really hope you enjoyed. Anyway,
you know, it was the budget.
It was what it was. Is what it is, innit? In it, bruvs. Thanks very much for listening. We will talk to you next week, and we love you. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.